This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we're holding over here in the Havitzanu, I think?
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously all of these in Yanim have some Shaykhs with Torah. The question is, in what oifin? V'nema v'avitzanua. But he says, "V'havitzanua atznius hi ruuya ala teira." V'dovazek if he madregas a teira shebos ma'olam elyon. So v'havitzanua is something that's real a teira, and that's if he madregas a teira shebos ma'olam elyon. She nisteres utznua. Olakach haloyim teira l'shmo nisteres uchol ma'isav she'ena bal galui v'aktzum uchol ma'isav. So this is an akuda, and it says it's luim chachma. It says the chelik in Torah that's the most complex is the one that is totally kol kulitzina. So that means a person who's mitzias is chitzonius. So everything goes like that. It's a mindset. A person that evaluates himself by his chitzonius, and a person who evaluates the world around by chitzonius. So whatever he looks at something, he's always teifes it kefi it's chitzonius tekeerech. That's the nature of a person like that. Male, the person never. Which is premium because he's always seeing the outside of it. It's a whole mind, it's a whole tfisa. So, so tzina is something that necessity for a person to be teifus teira because he needs to be teifus things kefida pnimis. Alma verecha payim. So there's another point over here. He explains what's the mila of erech apayim versus kas in as far as Torah goes. There's a lashon. There's Reb Mendel Shklov has in one of the in some of the pirushim of the Mishnah and the Gra, they have his biurim. I don't know exactly what it is. Gersos, Erons, I'm not sure, but they bring Bishmai that there are many shemers nedofim for a tipish. I guess it goes together goes together with the turf. This Chochem has many shames of Dafim and a Tipesh. And one of them is an Evil, Aleph of Yud Lamed. So he says an Evil is somebody who is hasty. And it means he sees things in slices and segments. Derech HaChochma is, let's think about it in a bigger picture. A person sees physical phenomena around him. He sees an apple falls off a tree, he sees a stone rolls down the ground. He sees it's very hard to walk uphill. So, any one of these nekudas, if you teifes it kishla atzmai, so basically your any tfisa that you have in something, when you teifes something kishla atzma, you're going to have a what's the right word for it? A distortion, a chelik of the emes, a not true picture of it, even though the segment itself is true as a segment, but the chachma is only the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is more chachma. A person who is a kayes is always taifis things basher husham. He doesn't see a bigger picture. At the end of the day, anything that the bigger picture is, erech apayim means I'm taifis something mitoich archava, mitoich a bigger picture. He says, so my dear Zoyon is she's sickless kibala kasu metapish, kasu bechek silmianuach. So the midah of Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which expresses itself in Yud Gimel Midas, is not a niceness. In other words, it's not meturgim just a niceness or softness. It's meturgim to Erech HaPayim, which means a bigger mahalach that's teifis a lot more, and that's where the Ratzon comes from. Ki ha'od nebchisusei l'chesroinoi, ein bei Ratzon gom, ulefikur kalu lichoi semoitze apoi. So here he says another knetch, which is as follows. So the first knetch was in terms of seeing things in a big picture, seeing things in a small picture, and so on. Here he has a different knetch, a deeper knetch. The innermost hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Ratzon. In other words, the hanhag that we call Keser is identified with the term Ratzon. Now, even though the Ratzon that we talk about in terms of Kesa, that word Ratzon means a desire to do something. So let's say my Ratzon is to be mishtalit on the world. So that Ratzon is a desire too. It's not a nice thing. It's not like Ratzon where I'm a rat to somebody or something is lertsoini. So there's conflating of two different meanings of Ratzon, which are not the same. One is the inner will that I have. That could be good, bad. If a person is a psychopath, his Ratzon is a terrible Ratzon. And then we have Ratzon in the terms of being misratzed to somebody, being nichat to somebody, and so on. So when he says over here, because Adam is priest of the in Ratzon Gomor, so Lechura he's talking about the inyan of being nice and so on. So be it as it may, the Yud Gimel Midas of the Yud Gimel Midas of Chesed or Rachmim are Midas that come from Kesa, they come from Ratzon, and we use the term Ratzon for both. But that means that's a very high dagger. The fact that the Ratzon comes from a high makom indicates that the most elevated midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ratzon. And therefore, anything that's kas, anything that has that attribute of kas, it bal karchach, is a pogamdic version of it. By definition, anything which is not Ratzon is of a much lower nature than Ratzon. So there's a certain hashava between the Ratzon that we call niceness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the desire to be like that and to be good, comes from a highest place, and therefore anything that's different is coming from a lower place. It's very interesting. There's a lashon in the Rambam, I think it's Amor Nevuchim. He says on the mitzvah of Haskei Sushma. He's explaining what does Haskei Sushma mean? What is it? So he says something very fascinating. He says Haskei Sushma means that a person should be nichalei to other people. The basic setting of a person should be that I want to be nichalei to the other person. I want to be nice. So some people, when you ask them for something, their first reaction is, you know, why not? The there are some people, when you ask them for something, their first reaction is, why yes? What can I get for it? It's very different processing of how you want it and so on. The going back to the first point about the two meanings of Ratzon, I would say as follows. Since the pneumistic Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Havaya, that things exist and they remain existent and so on, so Baal Korchach, that midah of allowing the world to exist, wanting the world to exist, that Ratzon is the most enduring Ratzon in the world. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name of Havaya means that he wants the world to be miskayim. He wants a kim of a world. So any type of hanhaga that says that, kas, is by definition a lower daga. It's just there for some reason. So a person who's shayach to a higher daga is shayach to that inyan of rotzen I'm talking about. If not.
Is the reason why the two words are the same? Is that it sounds like it's just rather, it's just sort of because that's what Hashem's Ratzon is, therefore the Ratzon, therefore that's why the person is Merutza. If Hashem's
because that's what's previous. So I'm calling the Hanhaga that allows things to exist and to stay. Since that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's most famous Tegaratzim, he was Megal himself Hashem Havaya, which means existence. So the Ratzim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a key of the world. And therefore, that's the most famous Tegaratzim that we can tap into. Okay. So he says, so therefore, a person is also Davuk and gets that in Haga. So this is talking more about the dag where the person is, and what parallel he can reach to. The Amma, it's very interesting, by the way. The Rambam in Lot more the Vuchim and Shmaya Prakar and other places, the Rambam says that the Hanhagas Tovus of Torah are prerequisites for the Sichlius. According to Rambam, Ike is Tfisa Navona Lekus, and everything else is mitzvahs, give it to you, and Midas Torahs and Hagas Torahs are prerequisites for it. So the Taiva is a stira to Avon and to Tfisa. We understand that. It's a very physical thing. And a person's physical is not sichlistic and so on. But it's a little harder to understand midas ros. The Rambam also puts in midas ros, refers to it as being an obstacle. So it does say in Chazal that if you're koyas, if you're chacham, chachmas, it's the lexman. There are indications in Chazal like that. But the Rambam's kivun, I don't know exactly. It's almost as if it's a tev of sorts. I'm not sure what his direction is. But in his world, The need to be koifa, that a person should have good midas, is because it's a chreach for sichlis, for avon, and so on.
How do I understand it says by Avodah Zarah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is mamay lichlis?
Right. So over there, the one that fits out, I mean, the Rambam says in Mor Vuchim, he says, the famous Rambam, that the only inyan by which you have kas is by Avodah Zarah, because since Avodah Zarah is the non-kiyum of the world, every Avera is an Avera in a Prat. So it endangers the kiyum of the world, it's not good for the kiyum of the world, but it's not be'etzem oiker. The world can live with every Avera except Avodah Zarah. If you're maimin Avodah Zarah, that means there's no alikus, and b'meila, in the Bria, there's no key. The only avera that at its core is a lack of a key in olam is Avodah Zarah. And that's why it's Goyim Kas. Oima Michal al Boyne, or Pierce al Boyne, Kashavakshman and Misha Hellevoise, Shim Holo and Fai say, as a Michal Boyne, Kinisbeg, a Shina, Amir Biechnan, Kotadi Chacham, Kayadek relator, Evo Kinochas, Enatamit Chacham, Makshina and Vama Rava, Kamavan Dayseb and Birkopshov, and a face and a face. In other words, a person that may have to go around and to be Michal people that have no regrets. But a person who does, he should. The figure is already Amal Malam Abashta Nova. So you're going to ask in Lechura, it's a repeat. It's something which is pretty much called a person who's an Anov doesn't is not mapped on his covet or whatever it is. She'en zekasha ki avsha Amal Chacham she'tzach she'tam Chacham Anov. So certainly, mitzad gidri anova, a talmud chacham still has to be able to say that adkan, I can't be mechum on that. If the person is yesef and mechila, then yes, then of course it means there's no more pekiyah because the person asks for mechila. Bedover ze roy le misha isik beter le shma, shu sichli, vu mufshit min advar magashmim, va maimir amida mesech sa gashmi, shu de mida shech sa gashmi, shal kachni kar mida shu shir, bechol shir gashmi, ve it's apshita sa shaykh mida klau. So here he's tossing in a whole new nikud over here, that when a person is, when one person was mal of the other person, when he insulted or whatever it is, so it means that somewhere along the line, I'm nifka, because it's something which came into the metzias, into the bria. So he says I mean, when a person is, when a person says mida keneged mida is mechayev, that if you mess me up, I'm messing you up. So there, the person is really boxed into it. I mean, you know, that's like midas adin. Midas adin works tit for tat. So a person who is a gashmistic person. Not a sensitive person. I don't say something. You didn't lend me your cow. Why should I lend your cow? Someone who is a person who's above it, so he could be mavel on his midas. He's bigger than his midas. So the person by not getting caught up with how people are treating him, so he can be mufshat. So that shows that he doesn't live in the world of a mida, where I don't say something you didn't give me. Why would I give you? So midas means, in many ways, things that have in themselves gvulis. The middles of a person are a certain structure. If you did good for me, I'll do good to you. If you did bad to me, I'll do bad to you. There's a certain level of measure for a measure. And that's true in as much as a person is locked down to a very physical mitzvah. Masha Einkin, if a person is oisik in Torah Lishma, So now he's shayach to a world that goes past Mida, and therefore he can bima va midaisa. Veish omer ze gam ken ku emes bor meoid mishem mevinase lefikach oma omer halabaynei. Ve oma umegedalosim rosa al kolamaisim. Ve dove ze balin akter hi al kolim tsoim mis alalehim. So it goes together hand in hand. Since if Torah is something that's superior for a copy person, so anything that anyone goes with it, anyone sitting there has the same milah, and the person becomes bigger than him. So in the truth, Megadosim Rosa Kola Maisim really goes back to what he said before. In other words, you being bigger means you can overstep something. A bigger person means I can overlook it, I can overstep it, I can go past it. So Bemela, he says, the Megadlos, the Remus, I'll call it Maisim, really in a sense refers back to everything before, but the person is Mis'ala from it. Let's give one more marshal. I think would be good, a useful marshal. An adult who's sees kids playing a game, he might want to sit down and play with them the game that they want him to play with them, fine, but he'll never get, or he shouldn't get up, caught up with the terrible sense of avla that this guy threw the ball here, this guy that. It's not his world. He doesn't take it seriously. He's in a world beyond it. In other words, the reason to take it very seriously is mitzad that. If a person is beyond it, so the megadlosim ramosai means Torah makes a person a bigger person. But mainly none of this stuff is of any consequence to him.